Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
That's me, David Mata.
Open David Mata.
That's good.
He's a revocation.
Revocation.
Okay, since we have him, so we'll just go ahead and do him. Well, we will.
Okay.
We were expecting to do a law first, but we'll go ahead. Do you have your paperwork, sir?
I know you have some.
Okay, now, if you can just hold on, sir, the Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing. He just needs to get his paperwork in order, and then he will be ready to move forward, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Come to my surprise, sir.
While we're waiting, did you see any more persons out there who might be coming after you, sir? Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, good morning, sir. Will you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Ruben David Mata, 152391.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. So on the screen to your far left, the Honorable Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, then we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and to your far right, the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. You remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir, I'm representing myself today.
Okay, so at this time I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so from?
No, I swear to
you. I do.
So you're hearing the rules up in two phases today, sir. Phase one, we've determined if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of orders and conditions of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency and traditions located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona on August 23, 2018, and verbally directed on August 23, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, unless you were in scanner from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mata, I am going to need to find that he's a delinquent, as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he went up laps and without laps in a criminal way for a company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mata was released from ADC custody on 8-23-2018 and arrested on 10-27-2018 by ASUPD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11-2-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 1-14-2019 with 65 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1998, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2002, robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he admitted to being a member of the West Side Hollywood Vario Phoenix criminal street gang. Prior terms on supervision, 2002, TIS release, absconded 13 days, arrested on new misdemeanor, reached CSED while in jail. 2004, CIS release, completed 4 months. 2015, CIS release, absconded for 59 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with alcohol, violence, and rioting noted. Other arrest, 1990, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1991, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1993, damage of private business property, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G6, V8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Kermit, over here on the summary of the case committee. So it seems that your approved resided conditions at 2429 was Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, but you failed to establish residency as directed. Why didn't you go to traditions?
Well, I called traditions and I was getting some directions to get there. And I told them that that the methadone clinic that I was on was right down the street, and they asked me if I was currently taking methadone. I told them yes. They said that they wouldn't allow, that they don't allow that anybody with taking opiates or any type of Xanax or whatever to reside there. So that was on a Friday. I called my probation officer on Monday. He wasn't in. I called him on Tuesday, and he said by that time that he was already going to issue a warrant out for my arrest due to the fact that I just didn't want to get locked up and have to go through the withdrawals of getting off of methadone and all that all over again. So I mean, that was just kind of the thing in my mind. It's not really a good reason, but that was the reason I didn't report. He told me I already had a warrant, so I kind of figured I was already, you know, in trouble with parole. So I just stayed away from, you know, getting in trouble and stuff like that. That's the reason why I didn't go to traditions, because they didn't accept the people on methadone.
Okay. So the PO just flat told you that you were going to go back to jail, or did he offer you the opportunity to come in and not be crushed?
The probation officer that I talked to on Monday, he said, give it a try. He goes, there's a chance that if I did go in, that I would be able to, because I told him I didn't go in Friday where I was supposed to go. And he said, well, call the probation officer tomorrow and see what he says. He goes, a chance that if you go in, that, you know, you guys can straighten this out. Well, when I talked to, I think his name was Mr. Logan, he had told me flat out that he already had a put a warrant out for my arrest. And if I wanted to go in, to go ahead, but by that time I figured, why would I do that? I would just be walking into myself going back to jail.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like they offered you an opportunity. What were you doing that brought the ASUPD, brought your attention, or you to the attention of the ASUPD? What were you doing?
Well, I was on Central and Field, somewhere downtown by the ASU downtown area, and the cop, with his words were, it just looked like I needed to be talked to. And I was just walking into a Circle K, and when I came back out, he pulled me over, and I wasn't driving, but he pulled me up to the side and asked my name. I told him I had probably, most likely had a DOC warrant, and he confirmed it. And Me too, Joe.
Okay, so we were, they were just checking you out, not because you had committed a crime or anything else like that, just...
No, he did, yeah, he just said that it looked like I needed to be talked to, that was his words, or so.
Okay.
So, you were out of defense at...
Well, you were out nearly 2 months, did you have any employment while you were out?
Well, I was with a family member that, he would do remodeling, and I would just pretty much be breaking up and, trimming the hedges and stuff like that. But it was just money to keep me, to live something in my pocket and not out running the streets. I was trying to, bring attention to myself. I was just trying to work through my methadone program and
okay. So, did you finish the methadone program?
Well, eventually I went from 100, my top was 130 milligrams, and toward the end, I took it myself all the way down to 5, and I've been clean, and I haven't used any more opiates. Well, methadone is opiate, so I haven't used any street drugs since then, so it did its job for me.
Okay, so how long before you were arrested did you get to that point of sobriety?
I'm guessing I think it was like 19 or 21 days that I remember being clean from, I actually made it off the methadone.
Okay, you've been clean since you've been back?
Yes, sir.
And let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions from my fellow board members. So, Mr. Mata, we were nearing the end of your hearing. Before the board goes into discussion to make a determination, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, tell us anything else that you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already covered.
Okay. Okay. I would just like to say, since I've gotten charged with this possession of marijuana, this is in 2016. I haven't picked up any new charges. I did revoke my own probation to come to prison on the charge, just because I wanted to get it out of the way. But since then, I haven't been perfect, but I haven't been out there getting in trouble and breaking the law. I just hope that can go on my behalf, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask that you remain silent, though, and stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay? The board is now in discussion. Well, it seems that Mr. Mata is... I think you made a bad choice as far as not going into the parole office and trying to take care of that woman. And usually the POs are strict and they don't necessarily assure anybody that they're not going to be arrested. But normally if they come in and they make that effort, they do. But I would have to commend Mr. Mata for his efforts to get himself clean and sober, and he succeeded in that. But with 55 of scound days, I don't think he's a good candidate for internal community supervision, but he only has about 34 days left anyway. He'll be finished with his sentence and free and clear of the Department of Corrections. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members. No discussion? Okay, so based on all the information, warrant 2018W2654, Mr. Mata's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Mata and revoke delinquent, violated term and condition of supervision, and have lapse or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales. Agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I know you heard the discussion. I would suggest that you have just a little over a month left. Try to get some 12-step programming in between now and the time you get out. Although you're clean, that would help you be able to remain clean when you get out. You're not going to have to answer to a PO or any of that when you get out. So we do wish you the best of luck. And we hope that we never get to see you in an orange t-shirt again. All right, thank you, sir. And would you, this one in your hearing, would you put the 203 back on the phone, please?